not my party. And unfortunately, I was one of those who wasn't very good at doing formal school before in middle school. And I just followed their footsteps. And so you knew the three of us were really getting into fencing, competing, school competitions, local competitions, national competitions. And it was always like my mother would win it, and my other one would win it, the other one would come second. If I was lucky, I'd come third. I never won anything because they always used to beat me. It was really frustrating. And then slowly, my eldest brother gave up because he never stood in the rescue. And it was just myself in the second year of the bottom. Again, the defensive master we had was very, very good. It was really well respected. It was a very good text. But the age, I think, not 16 by then, he got selected by the team, the other apprentice club. I think the first thing he did was ever to be selected for the British team. And then from that, we had the opportunity to accompany the British team, be selected for the British team, and we went to France internationally. So I went to the School of France in Sunderland. Having fenced since I was probably very young, 10 or something like that. So yes, so 3 years, 4 years at Sunderland doing France fencing at the end. Local competitions. Now, by that time, coaching was taking over. As it happened, so I met my wife at university. Well, the family were ecstatic about it because to excel in any sport or education at that time, everybody sort of like, to get anywhere in those 7 days was really, really tough, really difficult. To be selected to fence the team, was a massive honour for us. First time as well. Family and parents and both is super proud to come here to make the Kings. I originally got my job as a pharmacist, and you'll never guess where my first job was. It was actually in the Lakes Estate. And we were actually housed in the buildings at the Lakes Estate. And I eventually ended up in Stratford, working for Japanese. I think most of the companies, most of the places that I worked at, I was very enjoying it. Bexley is a very small community. Lakeside is an even smaller community. But a much, much different community, Stone Stratford. The whole feel of the place is countryside. And again, I really enjoy the places that I worked at. And then the fencing side of things I want to do is, I gave up fencing because I wanted to come to the martial arts. So I got my black belt in martial arts. I did pencils over. And they currently train over at Dunford Village, so it's not too far from here. And then I wanted to come back into fencing. So I found a club, which was at Ravenwood School, which wasn't very far from where we lived. I started fencing there, and suddenly thought, oh, I enjoyed this. Now I remember what I used to do. So we got back into it, again, more coaching than actually fencing. And then literally, I did it more. It was just an offhand comment that I said in late 1999. I said to the group of fencers that I was coaching, I said, "Gentlemen, I'd love you if I had my own club." And the old fellow said, "Well, why don't you do it?" And over Christmas, I thought about it. And at that time, I had a pharmacy in Newton. I used to go up there for it. And all the way back, I stopped off at Coastal Leisure Centre. Spoke to the managers there. They never had fencing before. So I said, well, I'm setting up a fencing club. And they said, yeah, fine. So I went back, literally, in January of 2000, my wife and I set up the Shaping Centre at Coastal Leisure Centre. And 23 years later, it was still there. So para fencing, before London 2012, didn't really do very much of that, but the main focus really started in the run up to London 2012 when somehow or another the performers that were found out who we were. There's a young girl called Gabby, who lived at Oakbrook, and at that time she was 11. So the performer director came to us and said, "Right, we've got a young girl, she's an amputee, can you go check out the fence because we've got one of them." And again, as you said, where there are 50,000 people gathered in the streaming room of the stadium, pushing to the stadium, and we were confecting and throwing. It was like, there was nothing. But yeah, momentous times. We came back and we said to UK Sport, look, we've got 3 gold medals here. We'll do something like that. And we have some of them, of course. We have Paralympics. And lo and behold, they gave us a big sum of money. Which sounds like a lot of money, but you know, in comparison, it was not a lot of money. So we set up a Centre of Excellence at Bath University. We had a new performance level. We set up a big setup. I gave up coaching at Fisher Dempsey Club, and I used to go down to Bath and coach kids. I was also coaching Dimitri at Dimitri's house, or in my garage, to be my community. And then Dimitri started to do it more. So Dimitri's first gold medal was in 2014 in Montreal. And again, we went back to UK Sports Centre and got another gold medal. They gave us a little bit more money. So, in the 18 months, 2 years, the run up to Rio, we were more or less fully funded, which means that we had money to go to competitions, we had money for training, I got paid for what I was doing, the athletes had support from strength and conditioning, the medical support, and so on. That was a really, really intensive time because my Rio was coming up. When we went to Rio, we only managed to take 3 athletes, Gemma had started to Gemma started with Glasgow at the time. But after Rio, I wasn't coaching them that much. I was coaching them a little bit. And then we went to Rio, and Piers ended up with a silver medal at Rio. Not only is a place where if you want to do something, to find somebody who will help you do it. Be it sport, be it coming to learn French, so I'm a French student. I wanted to do wood turning. I found a wood turner. Education classes. There's so many things to do out here. Even my children nowadays think that there's nothing to do in this thing. I said, what do you want to do? When you go out to walk, you go to a nice restaurant. You want to go to the cinema, you want to go skydiving, you want to go skiing, and become a business manager. So for me, it's an ideal term. And every time I have friends, relatives, come to visit, I always go to them, to take them out, and show them what's actually happening. They're all about this. Do what you want, and be positive, and go out and make an impact.